quiere reconsiderar el caso.
So Bank of America recognized their mistake, and they wanted to help us try to correct it. But at this point, Fannie Mae no longer wants to take on the case. They won't give us back our home.
Entonces, en junio, Casa Justa contactó el banco pidiendo que revocara la venta, pero Fannie Mae no hizo caso a la petición.
So in June, with the help of Causa Justa, we were able to ask Bank of America to please demand that Fannie Mae not value the sale. So get have them give us our home back, rescind the sale. But Fannie Mae said that they were not going to do what we were asking them.
Ahora el Banco de América dice que antes Fannie Mae sí revocaba las ventas para hacer repasos de modificaciones, pero en el 2011 Fannie Mae no ha hecho mucho, pero no sabemos por qué ellos no dan una explicación.
So Bank of America let us know that there have been times when Fannie Mae has revoked sales, and that they have done modifications. But that in 2011, Fannie Mae is not doing that very much anymore. What we want to know, though, is how they can take our home without giving us an explanation, and why they won't tell and explain their motives to us.
We should, of course, totally support this. You know what I'm saying? It is about taking back what is ours. Taking back what is ours. And I'm part of the POC as well. We are about not just taking back what is ours, but decolonizing, breaking this shit down. This whole system don't work. You know, they've been foreclosing, you know, they've been foreclosing on us, they've been evicting on us, they've been taking stuff away from us, whether it be our culture, our homes, our language, our education, our minds, our youth. You know, the U.S. has a huge history of just kidnapping indigenous and African
folks. For the thousands of people who are struggling to keep up my monthly payments. I bought my house in 2002, I believe so. So I've been giving money to the banks for 10 years already. So I already have put $200,000 in 10 years to the banks and to the government, including taxes and insurances. So now I decide not to pay no more money to the banks, because that money can be for my retirement. And if they want to destroy my credit, I don't care about it. Because there are other ways that I can do better without credit. That is a mentality that I have put in our minds. You know that if we don't have credit, we cannot do it, but we want to show them that we can do it without credits. So I've been trying to talk to Bank of America. I called them about 3 or 4 months ago, about 2 times, and asked them about the different programs that the government has put on it, because I knew about that. I've been reading about it. I'm not an ignorant. So I tried to call them, and they were passing me from department to department, and they were playing with me like for 2 hours. And then I said, you know, fuck up. I don't want this, no anymore. I'm gonna find another way. And I decide to unite myself with Just Cause, because I believe in Just Cause. I had the courage to stop paying my mortgage. So that money is gonna go for my family, not for the CEOs on Wall Street. And I want to tell all those people that are still have their homes, don't be scary about it. There are other ways that we're going to go through this. Thank you very much.
I want to say once again that we're here in support of the Ramirez family and to press Fannie Mae to put vacant homes to use in service of the community. There is no excuse for them to sit up empty while we need homes.
Entonces quiero recordarles que estamos aquí para apoyar a la familia Ramirez y también para asegurar y decirles a Fannie Mae que las casas que ellos tienen, las casas que ellos ahorita tienen vacías, esas casas que las conviertan en vivienda pública, vivienda económica, porque no hay ninguna razón, no hay ninguna excusa porque haya vivienda vacía cuando nuestra comunidad no tiene lugares donde vivir.
Banco no,